We're back in the studio. We experienced Halloween Horror Nights on both coasts in Orlando and Hollywood. Tonight, we're going to talk about both of them. We're going to talk about the mazes, the scare zones, the corn dogs.
You almost said scare gym.
The scare gyms. Anyway, it's going to be a lot of fun talking about both of those events. Also, this past weekend, we just finished attending 40 Years of Terror, a celebration of John Carpenter's Halloween franchise, my most favorite horror film of all time. It's going to be awesome. We're going to talk about it. Also, that's about it. We were all into all the Michael Myers mayhem all weekend. It was, as PJ Souls' character says, like a totally cool. Anyways, stay tuned.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interview. Popcorn Talk. We talk movies.
And we party. Give us some lights.
All right.
Give us some scare gym.
Oh, yeah, there's the lights. We are partying today, tonight. We only have 2 weeks left until Halloween, and we are super excited. Thank you for joining us tonight on The Scare Guy Show. My name is Jim. I am the managing editor here at The Scare Guy. We have a lot of fun tonight because it's all guys in the house tonight. All right, who else do we have?
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Ben Cleaver. You can find me on social media at Ben Cleaver. That's B-E-N-K-L-I-E-W-E-R. It's weird in German. I'm an actor, comedian, and apparently I appeared on The Walking Dead.
Oh, wow. Did you make
actually,
it?
Actually, no, it was my pepperoni commercial. It played during The Walking Dead last night. So
that still counts.
That counts.
On The Walking Dead. So.
Who else do we have with us tonight?
Hi, my name is Colton Tran. I'm a director, artist, actor, mm-hmm. and just a lover of Halloween in general, so, and horror.
And super stoked to be here.
Yes. And I'm Cheeseman on the couch, usually, but sitting here in the chair tonight.
The couch is empty.
Yeah, at the desk. Cheeseman at the desk here from thescareguy.com.
There is a coconut water sitting on the couch.
Oh, I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, so we can cut to that instead of me.
Of course it is.
It's more interesting than me normally. So I got to be interesting now.
All right. Yeah, Cheeseman's up at the big boys table today because... if you guys watched the show 2 weeks ago, Carrie ran the show for us. She was the main facilitator. She did an awesome job, but it was ladies' night that night. Today, 2 weeks later, it's the guys are in the house. So, anyways,
it's boys' night.
Scream kings.
Scream kings, yes.
That's right. None of us are wearing pants right now. That's right. That's kind of gross.
They're like, prove it.
Anyways, again, thank you.
I'm not wearing any.
Sit down.
I have a laptop cover.
Thank you for joining us tonight on the Scare Guy Show.
These aren't microphones.
We've got a lot of fun stuff to talk about. But anyways, mainly tonight, we are heading into the Halloween season, so we got some really cool Halloween stuff to talk about tonight. Mainly, Halloween Horror Nights on both coasts. We are going to compare them. They're going to be going head-to-head and see which one that we liked better. And then also, we're going to be end the show talking about Halloween. 40 Years of Terror. It was a great convention this weekend. It was down in Pasadena. In the old stomping grounds of where they actually filmed the original Halloween. And Halloween 2 was filmed in the area. Halloween 3 was a little bit north. Halloween 4 was, I don't know where that one was.
They actually filmed Halloween 3 in the same area?
Not in Pasadena. I think it was a little bit north. There's Sierra Madre.
Have a happy Halloween, silver shamrock.
But then H2O came back.
And H2O!
It's your favorite,
I
right?
Love it. Yes, I don't know why. Well, the first one, but like H2O for some reason, it's just...
All right.
So nostalgic to me, you know what I mean?
We are going, so stick around towards the last third of our show. We're going to be talking about all Halloween, everything Halloween. But first, right off the bat, we need to introduce a special guest we have in the studio today, Colton.
Hello.
Thank you for coming and joining us today.
Thank you, guys. Honestly, I've been wanting to do this for a while now, and so it's
yeah,
so much fun.
Good to have you.
Now, geez, where have we, Colton's kind of your guest today, so where do we meet him?
Well, we first met you at the art show there in Burbank. They had the Shining kind of, what was it called again?
It was at the Mystic Museum. Every month or so, they change up an art-themed show. So it was the Shining, and so I made one of my, actually, I have a picture of it right here.
Yep, and if you can hold this up,
yeah,
and then we're going to show the audience some of your stuff.
Yeah, it was actually that piece that we were looking at.
Yeah,
it was very cool.
The original piece was at the show, and it's made from broken vinyl records. And mm-hmm. This is just a print that I sell online at Transylvania.
And how big's the original?
The original's 18 by 24.
Wait, hold on. What's the website again?
Transylvinyl.
Nah, Transylvinyl.
Isn't that clever? That's clever, right?
And we will be linking to it on our website. But Colton, the reason we're super interested, you're kind of like one of those triple threats. You're an actor. You just so happened to... What happened when you just first got out to town?
Literally, so I moved from Utah to LA. About 2 months of living here, I booked one of the leads in a Disney Channel movie.
Which movie was that?
It was called Cloud Nine.
Yeah.
And so that we literally, but they shot in Utah, which is hilarious. So 2 months after, I fly back to Utah.
How ironic.
Yeah, and we were there for like 2 months. It was amazing. And I met some of my best friends on that set and people that I still work with to this day. So yeah, that was an amazing experience.
And you're in a show right now that happens to be on Showtime. What is that?
It's actually a feature film. It was a horror film called Nocturne. And we shot that independently, and then Showtime picked it up. And yeah, you guys can check it out.
What can you tell us about it?
About the story, it's a very clever, it's one of those smart horror films. It kind of revolves around like the seven deadly sins, but it's a very subtle thing. You wouldn't really realize it.
Is Morgan Freeman in it?
He is.
Seven deadly sins.
But for me, it was fun working with that crew and everyone anyways, but I've always wanted to be in a horror film, and because I love directing them, I was like, I want to be in one and I want to die. I have to have those things happen. Right. But so when I first read the script and they're like, this is going to be your role, I was like, when do you die? He dies like close to the very end of the movie. But
wait,
still.
Don't tell us! Spoilers!
Anyways.
Ben, you were about to ask a question. I'm sorry I interrupted you.
Oh, no. I was just kind of like getting into it. But the spoiler alert thing.
Well, so I come back. Just kidding. But yeah.
Whoa. It was come on, man.
He comes back as a ghost.
One of the things we always ask our guests on the Scare Guy show, though, is like, when did your love of horror start?
Oh, my goodness. So I wish we had a picture of my 13th birthday party, because it was literally Scream. I had a Scream cake. I had to Scream everything. I was like such a little weirdo. But how it all happened was, I remember my dad used to scare me all the time. He like still loves to. Like, I remember he like forced me to watch Chucky. And I remember I was like sitting on the edge of the bed, and I was like a little kid. And so, of course, he crawls under the bed and grabs my legs. And I remember being horrified. But that isn't kind of what sparked it. What happened was,
I think I like your dad.
Right? Yeah. He would scare us all the time. But he one day he brought home Scream on VHS. And we're like, he's like, this is a Blockbuster, wherever it was. And so he plays it for us, and I remember it was kind of like a stormy night anyways, but that was the first time I ever seen a horror film like that, and I instantly fell in love with it. I was like, I don't know why, but I did. And then I remember the power went out that night, and he was like, oh my gosh, a witch must have ran into the telephone pole. I'm like, okay, like that's the type of person he is. He's just trying to scare us. But so when I first started doing film, actually, my neighbor was a film producer director, and he started teaching us him and his daughter, like we're like 13 years old, like teaching us how to edit on iMovie at first, and then the next year by 14 he's like, you guys have to use Final Cut Pro. I'm like, okay. But we started, our first movies were like recreations of Scream or like horror movies that we loved, and then we started making our own scripts and own content. So
nice. Very cool. And by the way, let me say real quick, if you guys are watching live right now, we encourage you to get into the chat room and let us know if you have any questions, if you want to have any questions for Colton, and also you can find us on Twitter at The Scare Guy.
Yeah, if you can't see, Cheese is on his computer, so we can respond. I mean, we're on a delay, obviously, on the show, just in case we say fuck.
Just a little bit. That's one.
We only get one and a half a show.
We get one and a half?
Or maybe, okay, you can say
let's name a half.
Yeah.
What if I'm like, fuck? Like, you can say what the fuck. Oh, stop.
And what if I finish the sentence?
Shut your mouth.
Although he didn't say fudge.
All right, but so if we could, real quick, our very first video we have tonight. Oh, by the way, Jonathan is our engineer tonight. This is the very first Scare Guy show we have ever had when Anthony was not on the show. And
frankly, Jonathan's better.
Jonathan's auditioning for Anthony's part tonight. So, yeah.
Anthony, you're out.
All right, so this is Colton's. Colton, what are we watching here?
This is my director's reel. So this is a compilation of stuff I've directed since I've been in Utah and also out here in LA.
All right, let's take a look at it. And since we are very much an audio show, you can
talk over and describe what we're seeing.
Yeah, we're both audio and
now, this is kind of cool. I like this.
See, yeah, visually, everything's very hyper-stylized, most of it.
Yeah?
So what's this that we're seeing?
So that's Dove Cameron's music video. After we did Cloud 9, I started working.
Oh, someone got hit by a car.
Look how bloody this is. This is great.
There's some good blood in here.
Yeah. There's a lot of blood. So your primary goal in Hollywood is to be a director, right?
Yep, that's what I moved out here for.
Now, this is very visual. Like, there's a lot of, like, visual effects stuff here.
I like the Halloween heads.
And, like, I use a lot of miniatures, practicals. Like, we actually made a whole set with, like, floor that we could bury them in. That movie's called Eight Bodies, actually, that me and Jeanette co-wrote and co-directed, and we're actually doing the feature right now.
Oh, really?
We're in pre-production for the feature. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was reading about that, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, who's Jeanette?
Jeanette McCurdy. She was the lead in...
How'd you do that spider?
That's a real spider, right?
No, that's my team in visual effects team in Utah. Actually, they're phenomenal, you guys.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And I apologize. Who is Jeanette?
She's one of the actresses, but she's been my friend for over 10 years. And See, that was a miniature of that house right there. Did you see that?
Oh, nice. Yeah.
I don't suppose you like Tim Burton at all, do you?
No. I hate him. Who are you talking about? I'm just kidding. Yeah. No, but the funny thing is that spider you're talking about, that was Jamie Kennedy. You guys know him?
Oh, yeah.
I love Jamie Kennedy. So he literally...
That was Jamie Kennedy.
He was in the outfit. And, like, yeah. It's so funny because I remember when he flew out there. I mean, he knew he was going to be a creature. But the fact that you never... I'm like, here, put this giant mask on.
That's what he's been doing.
No, I just... that's one thing I kicked myself in the butt for is with that film. I was like, why in the world did I do that? But he's a character actor, voice actor, and so his voice was so specific in it that, you know, it didn't make sense. I could have just done that from California. We didn't need to fly him out to Utah, but we did. But he was awesome. He's such a cool guy.
That's cool. Right now you're working on Eight Bodies as a feature film, right?
Yes, there's one of three different projects I'm doing right now. Eight Bodies, we had interest in a feature film. I wrote that one. And so we're like in the casting process. I actually had a table read yesterday with our two leads.
Mm-hmm.
So we hope to shoot like mid-November.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. We also have some pieces of artwork that if we could show those. And we have, I think, five pieces. If you could walk us through these real quick.
Okay, awesome.
This is the one you just showed
us. This is the one you just showed us.
Yeah. Wait a second. Is that Murder Backwards?
Oh.
Red rum. That's the one that I brought here in the studio. This one was specifically for the art show that I met you guys at.
All right, and the next one? Little small. Okay, there we go.
Little Pennywise.
Yeah, that one is Pennywise. And see, everything I use is broken vinyl. So the balloon is red vinyl. His eyes are yellow vinyl. And that one's really cool because, so the person who commissioned that, they were from Utah, but my friend Dove's managers are friends with the director, and so they said, they're like, we have to get a copy and send it to him.
And
so,
for those
like,
of you who are just listening to this, go ahead and go to the
Scare... That's newer Pennywise.
Yeah, this is the new
Pennywise. Yeah, you can go to thescareguy.com and take a look at each of these pieces that we're
Tim
talking
Curry.
About.
It's Sarge Carr.
All right, the next one. And this one I really love.
This one's obviously from Psycho.
Yep.
Yeah. And it's cool because with this sort of artwork, you're working with negative space, you know? And,
right.
So it's that one's really cool because I love when I create pieces where the something protrudes off the edge, like the knife.
Yep.
That's really cool.
I really
love that.
I'm surprised they don't see a Hershey's wrapper on there somewhere.
So can you imagine? Yeah. I should have. I try to only use just vinyl. That's all I use.
Yeah. Right. Oh, awesome. Look, this is cool.
That one.
That one's good.
That'll take some time.
That one I had the real piece. That one's about 48 inches by, or 36 by 48, and that was at Monsterpalooza, and people died over that one because that was the real original piece. And,
the last time we saw you was at Monsterpalooza. Yeah.
That was my first time having a booth.
Son of a.
And it was amazing.
Son of a. All right, and then,
oh my gosh. So this is my latest piece, latest commission. I finished this like this last weekend and shipped it out. The sucker is orange vinyl. The rest of it's obviously black vinyl, but
And for those who are
orange
not watching,
vinyls.
Who are
where
we
do you get
at?
Orange vinyls?
This is Sam from the movie Trick or Treat.
Right.
And you can get orange vinyl from Amoeba. I actually had a partnership with Amoeba. That's how this all kind of started out. I created this artwork for my home, and then a friend was there, and he like wrote articles for their website, and he was like, I want to do an article on your artwork. And then the Amoeba was like, hey, let's do a partnership. So I made some huge, massive pieces on plexiglass in their window. It was there for 2 years, and like I had all my original stuff.
I saw those.
It was great.
That was really good. And you say you are friends with the director of Trick or Treat, right?
Michael Dougherty. He's one of my friends, and he's because I mean it's great to have friends like that too. That we have such a similar aesthetic with our film style. Because Trick or Treat's one of my favorite horror films. But
absolutely,
I went with him a couple years ago, and the year prior to that, to Halloween Horror Nights,
which we're about to talk about.
Okay,
it's cool.
Okay.
No, you can talk about it.
No, it was just amazing because. I love all of his films, and we went to the premiere of the Krampus one, which was one of my favorites ever, because usually haunted houses smell nasty because they're supposed to. This one smelled like gingerbread cookies.
Yeah,
and it was like, the whole environment was amazing. And then, of course, his Trick or Treat one this year is phenomenal, because I just love that film so much.
Nice. And before we end with our introduction to all things Colton, you said you had some funny stories about your shirt.
Oh. Yeah, they were like, oh my gosh, I love your shirt. And
it's a cool
shirt. All of October, I'm going to wear Halloween stuff. But this, I'm telling you guys, adults, especially adult males, get screwed with t-shirts because they never make anything like this.
Yeah.
Or anything cool at all, usually. So I mean, this one's pretty. He's like, except for this one. I'll go to Target.
Is dope.
No, but you go to the kids section, you guys. Yeah. I'm telling you, because kids get the coolest clothes.
Yeah.
So this is an XXL. So I'll get extra, extra large kids' clothes and I get all the coolest Halloween attire.
I did get this one at Target, but it was in the adult section.
See, that one's really cool, though, actually.
But they're coming out with a few more men's, like, cool men's shirts in the adult section, but the kids section is definitely going to have more.
Specifically for Halloween, yes.
Right.
But the adult stuff, like just like about t-shirts and stuff, like Michael, the Thriller one, like, you know, they have some shirts.
Yeah.
But specifically Halloween,
And your shirt is? Who are
this
you wearing?
This is from Mrs. Michael Myers, Monster Tees. And they're going to come on the show in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, in a couple of weeks they're going to come on the show and show some of their shirts. Their shirts are amazing.
They're all like 80s inspired.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of it. There's some different ones. They have a sticker somewhere here. But they really made this really cool full moon one. It's a little hard to see.
It's kind of hard to see. But, we'll put
that out. Like,
oh, my gosh. That's
that.
Amazing.
It's pretty amazing, but... They got some licensing with Michael Myers, so they're going to be releasing a lot of stuff. But yep. they do a lot of cool.
Do the one with the surfboard or whatever.
That's a different company.
That was with.
They didn't.
No. That was Freddy Krueger riding a surfboard, shredding it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's
I got that one.
That's amazing.
I love it.
I would love to get one of these shirts. So let's we need to figure this out somehow.
So Colton, where can people find your artwork if they want? If they are do you sell?
I do, yes.
Okay,
I
just want to make sure.
I sell prints on my website, but I also do commissioned pieces. So people can approach me, and even if it's not horror themed, like my agent has bought two pieces, one Hitchcock one and one Beatles. And I'll do all Beatles vinyl. Someone just bought a Britney Spears piece. So it was an 18x24, but all Britney vinyl. So
That's pretty cool.
You can kind of customize it however you want. Obviously, price varies on the size and the photo, whatever. But yeah.
And how do they find it?
You can find that at transylvinyl.com. So
Transylvinyl,
yes, like Transylvania, but vinyl.
We will link to that on the website, Transylvinyl.
Yes.
You guys got any questions before we move on?
Well, I was going to say, did I understand you correctly in you saying that you were originally just doing this artwork for yourself and then other people saw it? They were like, hey, you should sell this.
Yeah, I honestly, like when I first moved to LA, I had nothing on my wall. And like my roommate, we were like, we should have like art. But I was also not about to go buy art because I've always drawn as a kid and whatever. I was like, let's make something. So it actually started where I bought this big canvas and I was gonna put full record pieces on it, and then I bought red paint so I was gonna splatter Ghostface's face on it.
Oh, nice.
And then I was like, wait, this is already black. I was like, I should just shatter it and make his face out of it. And that's literally the first piece I had in my house, and then that's when Amoeba saw it, and so I just kept making pieces and people started actually commissioning them. So I've probably made over 85 original commission pieces far.
Wow.
And then sold a bunch of prints as well, but yeah, isn't
that
weird?
Been your favorite piece you've done?
I mean, the recent Sam one is amazing, but I think I have a series. I have a series of the starter Pokemon, which I absolutely love. Like,
nice.
Like Bulbasaur, Charmander, and Squirtle, which is really cool.
I love it. I love
Yeah, it's really cool because, I mean, I found the teal vinyl color of Bulbasaur's body. Seriously, the exact colors. It's crazy. But, yeah, so it's fun. It's like a fun challenge, and I love that people love the art at Monsterpalooza. You guys, every single person that came to the booth never failed. They were like, I've never seen something like this before.
Well, I mean, like, how did you start doing artwork with vinyl? That's a very unique style.
Well, kind of like I was telling him, I was going to do something with full vinyl, and then I was like,
did we already talk about this and I wasn't listening? Sorry.
Well, so, sorry. I was like
30 seconds ago, Jim.
I was reading a text.
Anyway, so I just shattered it, and that's how it all
You damn millennials.
And it was a screen piece.
Yeah, it was a screen piece.
It was a screen piece.
I am so sorry.
My favorite scary movie.
Is there any piece like you're like, I'm keeping this one forever. Like, it's not for sale.
I actually do have the Jurassic Park one. It's in in my home.
Ooh. Yeah, it's
it's
Jeff
3 feet by 4 feet.
Yeah, exactly.
Being eaten in the toilet.
away.
But what was I going to say? So that one's in my garage still. And the one that's actually at the Mystic Museum now for their slashback thing, It's long-armed Freddy, so it's about this long.
Oh, that's yours.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
I just saw that recently. Yeah,
that one's one of my favorites. I probably won't sell that one just because I really like it a lot.
And for those of you who don't know, we're talking about the Mystic, the Bearded Ladies Mystic Museum in Burbank is having a show,
through the end of December.
Yeah,
may come on the show here, but they did kind of this whole old video store
flashback video,
where they'll even take like, you know, recent movies, make them look like VHS art pieces all that too. But it's this whole mix. It's a lot of fun.
It's great.
It looks like an old Blockbuster. Like, actually, an independent store from like the late 80s, early 90s with all horror movies. It's great.
And I actually had to make one on VHS as well. So my stuff typically is on a canvas. This one challenged me to do it on a VHS tape. It was my first time making a vinyl piece into 3D. It's actually like rising out of the tape, and it looks like from Scream, Stab.
Yeah,
the series.
Right.
So it was that hand. It was really cool.
Very cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, Colton, we're so glad that you came on the show tonight, and can't wait to see some of your art.
Wait, hold on. Just one more question. Katie, who's usually here, she said, what's the biggest piece you've made?
Oh, size-wise?
Yeah, size-wise.
That was for Amoeba. We made... It was on a piece of plexiglass that was probably like 6 feet by 6 feet. It was massive. And so that was my... That was the biggest challenge. And they dangled...
How many records?
Yeah. I honestly wouldn't even know. But I remember it was so many. It was probably like 40...
It was every Beatles record ever.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. No. People are going to start hating me. No, that was one thing at Monsterpalooza. Every person was like, oh my God, this is a good vinyl. And I'm like, no. I was like, it's all recycled.
When I just said I was reading a text and I kind of missed the conversation, I was reading a text from Katie. Katie, by the way, was going to be here tonight. She is really feeling exhausted. She's been having a really busy couple of weeks. But Katie, we are about to talk about Halloween Horror Nights because she wanted to be here to talk with us tonight about it. What are you pointing out?
The camera.
Oh, okay.
I'm pointing at you, Katie.
I have one.
What are you pointing at?
I have Katie's one more question right about now. The art. One more question about the art.
Okay, yes.
I made a joke earlier about the Jurassic Park thing, but what is the Jurassic Park piece?
Oh, it's the actual logo, like the T-Rex, the profile of the... Mm-hmm,
it has a T-Rex.
Really, really cool.
We have a D-Rex.
All right, guys, we do have to move on.
No.
Hey, Ben, never. Would you mind, I did not ask you, but would you mind like telling everybody about some of the conventions that they can go to?
Well, if I never ask.
Yeah. But you never ask.
I never do this. Just kidding. I always do this.
You do it better than anybody.
All right. Coming up, horror conventions across our great nation. Okay nation, at least. October 19th through 21. Necronomicon. Necronomicon.
What a name.
Necromonicon.
Oh my gosh.
Necrocomicon, everybody. Tampa, Florida, October 19th through 21st, October 26th through 28th. Spooky Empire, Orlando, ooh, Florida.
The nation's largest horror convention.
Going back another weekend, October 18th through 21st, the same as Necronomicon. Nightmares Film Festival in Columbus, Ohio. Take
hometown.
A trip to...
Hometown.
You should ask Jake if he's going
to
go to that.
Jake should go to that. Jake, yeah. Go to it.
Jake...
Boy, I really messed up the order of these things this week, didn't I?
Nah, you're fine. October 25th through 27th, the Atlanta Horror Film Festival. Guys, come up with a better name than that. I'm assuming that's in Georgia. November 3rd through 4th, New York City Horror-Fi Expo. New York City. Horror-Fi?
Horror-Fi.
Horror-Fi. Horror-Fi. I got you. Nah, that's cute. November 16th through 18th, Days of the Dead in Chicago.
That's
Chicago.
A good name, Days of the Dead. That's
a good one.
For my old stomping ground.
That's a good one.
Chicago
area. All right, so we are moving into Halloween Horror Nights. This is probably our last time really delving deep into Halloween Horror Nights. Myself and Cheeseman, us and a group of buddies, we went down and we did Orlando Halloween Horror Nights. And real quick... Let's go ahead and play the video of our escapades, since we don't remember a lot.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Yeah, so we're starting with Orlando here. This is I think that's Orlando. That looks more
that's the outside of the Halloween 4 maze.
Oh, yeah. There's Scott Mayer. That's the entrance. Here's our web designer.
Scott.
Yeah,
oh, man, that's cool.
Scare zone for trick or treat.
That's really awesome.
I do like some of these costumes, yeah. It's Luke showing off his sunburn, I think, is what he was getting eaten by Jaws.
Yeah.
The thing about Halloween Horror Nights in Florida is that it was so stinking hot this year. Like, it was just uncomfortably warm.
I love that.
Yeah. The thing that I love the way...
There's Jim by the Halloween Forest.
I was so excited.
Wait,
Killer Clowns?
Pumpkin?
Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Yes, that's amazing. They don't have that in L.A., right?
Altergeist, they don't. Okay, it's only in Orlando. I was trying to capture like the decorations of all those are pumpkins way up there. And then here's some of the shirts that they have here. That's a cool shirt, the Killer Clown shirt they have in Orlando. I don't know what that is.
Fear comes from.
I don't know what that is. Oh, well. Trick or treat. Trick or treat.
Now we're back in.
No, this is still Florida.
Still Florida. Now we're switching over to Hollywood. A little.
And again, we got trick or treat.
And Ben, you were watching us live when we were in line here.
I was watching you live. It was hilarious. I had just gotten off of work. I got in my truck and my phone pops up with it's like, hey, con guys live. And so I got on there and I'm one of three people watching. And they're just like, Ben Cleaver, what are you doing? So I'm like, I'm going to start typing messages to him.
So he started, it's Ben! Ben's on!
Yay! I'm super excited.
And that's Luke inside the trick-or-treat bus.
Trick-or-treat.
Yeah. I think that's the Purge kids getting killed.
Meet Sam.
By the way, the music we're listening to is done by Slash, who did the music for the Monsters.
The Monsters, yeah. Classic Monsters.
My gosh, that's cool.
Sam up on the ceiling. That was pretty awesome. And there's the trick-or-treat rules.
Oh, nice.
And we're almost done here. Oh,
Stranger Things.
Yeah, that was kind of cool. There's 11 fighting the Demogorgon. It's fantastic.
Nice. That's cool.
And I was just glad that Halloween was there. Halloween 4, actually. And we rode Krusty Land Ride.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Nice. The longest ride ever.
Was that from Trick or Treat as well? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's
so good.
Trick or Treat.
This is the monster at the end. Anyways.
Yeah.
That must have been very entertaining for people who are audio only. And then this one was that was cool.
That was real great.
Cool, nice, nice.
Sorry, audio colors. Only, guys.
Anyways, so Cheeseman, what'd you think of Orlando versus Hollywood? First impressions.
It just got quiet all of a sudden.
I know, isn't it crazy?
I don't know if the air just cut off, but they're both good. I mean they're done by a lot of the. Both universal.
Like Pepsi or Coke?
They're
both,
yeah, come you on, like Pepsi man. Or Coke better.
They're both universal. And they share a lot of the IP, and I know that this year at Midsummer Screen,
I like the layout of Universal a lot better. The whole circle.
Which Universal?
The Orlando one,
yeah.
Well, it's just larger. It's larger, right? Yeah,
it's larger, can accommodate more, and it just feels more open.
Yeah.
And then they had like three or four other mazes that weren't kind of like IP based, where they could be a little kind of more creative with it. That were a lot of fun. Like we did that kind of like.
So the four mazes that were at both parks were Halloween 4, which I was excited about because I didn't remember the one in Orlando, so I was so glad I got to experience it again.
Again, that's funny.
Stranger Things, which was amazing. I think it was well done. Trick or Treat is on both coasts, and my vote for the top best maze of the year, Poltergeist.
Poltergeist, really.
It scared the bejesus out of me.
That's amazing.
The giant skulls as you're going through. I mean, they're as big as you are, and they come out of the closet at you.
I love Poltergeist.
Gosh, I love that.
I haven't watched it this year yet.
You get it. Isn't that like a sad story about the actress? Seriously, she died when she was like a little kid.
Two actresses.
Yeah.
So crazy.
Yeah. That it was cursed, and they're both buried in the same graveyard over in West LA.
Yeah, I saw that's so crazy. But
Heather O'Rourke was the small actress, and then the older one, she got killed by her boyfriend.
Oh, I know. Nuts. There's some crazy stories, you guys, about like little kid actresses. Like, do you guys remember Land Before Time?
Yeah.
That little girl named that Ducky voice, Ducky. Her dad like killed their whole family, like because he was almost like jealous of her career. It was like really creepy. Seriously,
gosh, this is getting dark.
Anyways,
yeah, we just went way dark.
We don't want to be dark on our horror show.
Tell us more. Tell us more.
You're like more.
No, that's it. I mean, I went on a ghost tour of L.A. and most of it was pretty lame until they took us to that haunted house and it's like, and here's all the people who died in Poltergeist. I'm like, oh my gosh.
You're like, wow.
But
what's the hotel downtown?
That's haunted. Oh, the Cecil. The Cecil Hotel, because remember the stories about the lady? You know.
No, the girl. They've got video footage of the girl like running into the elevator, like hiding from something that nobody else can see, and then they found her body in the water tower on top of the building, and everybody's like, there is no way she climbed up into this water tower.
Yep.
Ghosts.
So like American Horror Story creepy. Hotel was based on that hotel.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But that season really went off the rails. Listen.
But Halloween Horror Nights.
Halloween Horror Nights. Okay,
fun scary.
Okay, here's the things I loved about Orlando. It was big. It was open. I think the theming was so much better than it was here. For the most part, than in Hollywood. Hollywood's just kind of constrained.
And the food and drink lines are always easier to get to.
Well, let's talk about that.
It's kind of like everywhere and part of the line, too. So
every 10 feet in Orlando, there's a drink and food station. Yes, it contributed to me not remembering that experience very well. So I blame them for that.
That's amazing.
Sorry, Mama Fry.
Sorry, Mom. I blame the heat. It was the heat. I was thirsty. But the thing that's interesting is 2-3 years ago in Hollywood, no drinks. It was a dry experience. 2 years in Hollywood, you could buy drinks at
Moe's.
Moe's only. Mm. This year, you can buy it at a lot of different places.
You really? Only have a beer or two an hour or something like
really?
That.
Really?
Like, you're limited to one or two an hour, but like, who would want more?
Like, what is this, high school?
It is kind
you're
of
like,
odd.
Give me a shot right now.
They limit you to one per hour, right? We thought
something
they did.
Like that, yeah.
They're give
rationing
you bracelets.
It. You get a bracelet, but I don't know if that's true or not. I mean, how are they going to
But then I think they said it didn't matter. I don't know. Whatever.
Anyway,
you don't need.
I guess. Anyways, you don't. You don't need to get drunk to experience haunted houses.
Don't you?
I'm kidding. I'm telling you, if Carrie was here tonight, she would be chastising us. The drunk, because she used to work at a Not Scary Farm, and the drunk people coming through just ruined it for her.
You guys, I love Not Scary Farm.
I do too.
Seriously, I think it's better than Universal.
I am 100% in agreement with
you. Them's fighting words.
No, I'm serious. Have you been?
No, I haven't.
Oh my God,
you have to.
You have to.
I would love to. But what are... Cheeseman, so... here are the things that are in... I have a list here. Here are the haunted houses that were in Orlando that are not in Hollywood. Dead Exposure, Patient Zero, Slaughter Cinema with an S, and then Carnival Graveyard, Rust in Pieces. Tell me what you remember about those 300 houses.
No.
There's a reason.
Oh, okay.
Well, it got to the point, like, at the end, there was just... we were trying to cram so much in, and then it was like, wait... it's a little like harder to like remember like which ones you've done just because they're not the IP ones. Like, oh yeah, I know I did Poltergeist. I knew I did Halloween, Stranger Things, and then it's like, wait, what was this one? Oh, there's like so many that we crammed in because we got that pass thing late, and we're just kind of like flying through these things.
Explain the pass.
Yeah, well, like after 11 o'clock, you can get like a pass where it's like discounted. So it was like I think it was over $60.
It's the front of the line pass.
Which in Hollywood it was only $50. It was like $49.
How much was it in Florida?
Like 60 something, like almost 65.
But I think this is the first year they've had that.
But yeah, after 11 p.m. you can get the fast pass.
Yeah, right. Because otherwise we would not have gotten to do.
It was only $49. Yeah.
So we just like we're like we're getting the pass. We're gonna go get some mac and cheese. And some food, sure, and then we're going to hit the rest of these up, and we got through everything and then had enough time to have The Simpsons take like 45 minutes to get through.
That's the worst experience.
Right, but what, but what you're saying is like, particularly with the kind of the original or not something, when they say IP, they mean intellectual property,
yep.
And that's going to be stuff like Trick or Treat or Stranger Things or Halloween, something that's known that's the studio produced, but these like Dead Exposure, Slaughter Cinema... those are going to be stuff that they invented for the event. And so you go through that, and because you're not used to the theme of whatever that is, they all kind of run together. Mm-hmm. So you're like,
I usually,
I'm just doing this for the sake of the viewer.
Yeah, that's great.
It's just great. I'm glad you said that because you know, we say IP. Not everybody knows what you're talking about, what we're talking about. So thank you for clearing that. But you do make a good point. It's like, I love... Not Scary Farm because they don't really have IP. They invent everything.
Right.
But you go into it knowing that, but they all are so distinct.
That's exactly it because literally no IP. Everything has to be so creative and like it's dark because they're creating their own stories, their own concepts.
Yep.
And mm-hmm. they had one that, and they're almost interactive. There was one, you guys, I'm telling you, I'll never forget this. You go into this room and you're almost in like a seance. There was like a Ouija board in the middle. And you're like sitting there, and all of a sudden, the lady's like, oh, like or whatever, about a spirit. And all of a sudden, your chairs start like moving, sliding around, and then the table's like flying. And then all of a sudden, the lights go out, like boom. And literally 2 seconds later, it comes back on, and there's a demon standing on the middle of the table.
Oh,
jeez. You know, I mean, it's just a cool,
bad.
And it's intimate too, because you're sitting around a table.
Yeah,
it was really cool.
that was not scary.
Yeah, that was a Not Scary Farm. I'm telling you guys, they do it right.
Not Scary Farm. Let's do it. Let's see. My favorite ever was at Not Scary Farm with you go in with the flashlight. No, you go
well,
in with
the
flashlights.
Gun one that you did with the zombies, but that then they have the flashlight one that you're going through, which is awesome because it's dark and then you're like actually shining at things jumping out, and then eventually it kind of like flickers out.
Flashlights respond to where you are in the haunted house. You
gotta go flick.
That was so great, and I love the shooting the zombies.
And there was one last one I remember too. Like you go in and they.
Brad's being dramatic. We're not talking about him enough.
Is he?
No, you guys. We're blanking and come on the show already.
No, by the way, Brad actually said that. Y'all haven't talked about me enough.
Brad.
Go back to Brad.
We told Colton right before the show started that half the show was just making fun of Brad. But, all right.
No, just one last thing about Not Scary Farm, and then we don't have to talk about it. It was cool because the interactive thing, you go in and this guy was like, I'm going to give you guys 10 seconds to run. He's like, and then my creature's going to chase you. And literally, like, you had to start running, and this thing, like, started, like, chasing you down the hallway. It's just that sort of thing. They don't do that universal. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and then it's my creature.
It's a really cool experience.
Anyway, so, awesome. We don't have a whole lot of time, but, like, I was really excited that Halloween 4 was here because I did not remember Halloween 4 in Orlando. I know that we did it, but I don't ever remember seeing Michael. And it's not just...
I remember on both of them, they decided to use like more of like a recent kind of mask versus doing kind of the Halloween 4 like not so good mask.
Oh,
which is a smarter decision, but then like when I was going through Orlando, I'm like, they're not even using the right mask.
Where's the crappy mask?
But Ben, to your point, like those last three, they did all seem like the same haunted house to me. Like when I say the last three, Dead Exposure, Slaughter Cinema, and Carnival Graveyard, they weren't enough different
that they stood out. And mm-hmm. whereas at Not That's Scary, they do. Mm-hmm. I love Stranger Things. That was a great maze. And Trick or Treat was just really good. But that Poltergeist maze was just off the hook good.
Especially towards the end when they had kind of the graves coming out. And then all of a sudden it's like these...
That's so cool.
They're jumping out at you at the end.
And we're talking about the original 1982 Poltergeist, Tobe Hooper and Steven Spielberg. Not the remake, which is okay for what it is. But it was this one.
I forgot they made a remake.
Everybody?
We wanted to, okay?
Let's
This house is clean.
But
house is clean.
In Florida, in Florida, they had the little Tangina lady that was standing at the exit as you're leaving saying, "This house is clean." It was great. Yeah. They didn't have it in Hollywood. I was looking for her. But in Hollywood, it was cool because they did. I remember you walk into the room where you're getting sucked into the closet and it's all windy.
So cool.
Man, it was so great.
Didn't I hear this year that the Stranger Things one, they actually utilized an actual studio that they've never done that before until this year. Like a working studio space.
Oh, did they?
Space, yeah. Do you know what I'm talking about?
They... Very male.
Because that's what I heard. Because usually they only have the ones specific ones in that area they use that aren't functioning or something. Right. And this year was like one that's actually a working studio space they made into the Stranger Things maze.
I guess the Stranger Things maze was a lot of trees. It was a lot of trees and Demogorgons out in the woods.
Okay.
A lot of yelling for who are they looking for?
They're the cop.
who's this Will?
Will. I will say this.
There's a lot of looking for Will.
I really wanted to see appearances of like the main kids or whatever, but they didn't. I mean, why aren't they having kids in these?
I know.
No, why isn't Sean Astin people there kinda, just the whole time?
There was not a single shot of all four of the buddies together.
Easy peasy. Dang.
But
it'd be easy peasy to have.
But I tell you what, 11, she did quick business of the Demogorgon at the end. She was destroyed.
That part was really cool.
Yeah. Awesome.
Well, at this day and age, they should have had, like, projections or something. Like, even in the background, it seemed like four kids, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
That would have been cool.
That I did like in Hollywood... I'm going back to Poltergeist again. They recreated the house on the back lot. They had the actual Poltergeist house
amazing.
There. And I'll put pictures on the website, but you're walking up to the house as all the lights all over are flashing and you hear the music. It just made you feel like you're in the movie. They just really did it well. Anything else before we move? Oh, corn dogs.
Let's not spend a lot of time on that, but the corn dogs weren't too great in Orlando, but I feel like they'd been sitting around since earlier that day.
Earlier that week.
They were like worse than like gas station ones.
It was the worst really thing. It was like
I don't make a habit out of eating gas station hot dogs.
I was gonna say, you guys shouldn't be eating corn dogs in the first place. You know what I mean?
You eat them if they're made fresh.
I'll eat a churro anytime or day. Right. Okay, but
it tasted like a corn dog sitting by like a Vegas pool that you pick up at the end of the day that's so just nasty. Been sitting there in the sun.
What have you been doing in Vegas, man? Like,
well, I'm not the one. He's eating food. All
okay, Katie is letting us.
And he's just like, oh, corn dog.
I'm so glad Katie's watching. Katie did say it is on the soundstage, you are correct, here in Hollywood. And by the way, the best maze between two parks, we did both parks, is the classic Universal Monsters maze, by far.
Oh, yes.
It's an amazing experience. Yeah, it is so good. Especially, and they kind of reused the American Werewolf in London werewolf jumping out of the
amazing.
Jumping out at you at certain spots. Awesome. Oh my gosh, I was just pooping my pants. It was great.
That smelled really bad.
All right. Anything else before we got to jump into the Halloween stuff? Cheeseman, anything?
Jump
Colton, because you went
there's
as well.
There's still discounted tickets on probably Sundays and Thursdays. They're kind of like a good time to go. It's a little slower. Weekends are a little crazier. But definitely check out those passes like at 11 o'clock at night. Like for $49, like you can...
And you can buy it before you hit 11.
You get access to all of them once.
Yeah,
it's a really good deal. Plus rides as well.
It's a one
really?
Of a, yeah,
you, yeah.
So the whole day pass is $49 to go in.
No. You go into the park and you buy your ticket, but you know how the front of the line passes are usually like $100 or something like that. If you buy the 11 o'clock pass, it's only $49 in Hollywood, about $60 in Orlando, and you can ride. You can go into every one of the haunted houses once.
That's
front
cool.
of the line.
Probably
plus the attractions
and the tram too. I'm
Terra Tram.
Sure,
yep.
Right. Yeah.
Yep.
Which was a little more crowded than before. There was actually some lines for stuff on certain sections of that, which I wasn't used to.
This was the first time the Terra Tram
was like Bates Motel, just forget it. The line was just too long for Norm. I'm like, I'm going to spend an hour.
Yeah, it was great. By the way, thank you, Katie, for helping us get these tickets to go to Halloween Horror Nights. It was fantastic. Anything else before we do have to move on?
I think we're good.
Go to Halloween Horror Nights. Quit asking that question.
And just move on.
Let's move on to Halloween 40 Years of... No. Terror. Can we go ahead and watch the video from this past weekend?
No.
Celebrating
time.
40. I like the little disco version. That's Cheeseman as Michael Myers.
Yes.
I love the sheet, Michael
That's
Myers.
That's amazing.
The
shape I love
of
that.
Cheeseman.
You guys forgot the glasses.
See no ear, evil, hear no evil. That's Bucky from part four. He got thrown in. Nice. Some great cosplay. That's Jamie Lee Curtis. I mean, not the real one. And this is the Halloween 2 cast. There's Nancy, the nurse. Tiki mugs, of course.
Cool. Yeah, Mondo has a really good tiki mug. Tiki mug.
That's the mask of the little Michael Myers. I didn't realize.
Yeah, that's right.
Here's some of those cool t-shirts that we were talking about. Tino Evil.
Yeah, I got some really cool stuff as well.
I love it's the kiss made up into a killer.
Jake, you need to get that one. These geeky tiki
tiki's. I love geeky tiki's.
Those are really good.
Artwork? I don't know what that is. I know, Fright Rags, the line at Fright Rags t-shirts was so long. This was an amazing recreation.
That's amazing.
The Halloween house.
Nick Castle, he's the original Michael Myers.
And I think that might have been the Blumhouse promotion, Mike.
Blumhouse, yeah. Right there. And there's a lot of the actors. The thing about this convention that was so different, cool artwork, by the way, was that I wasn't... Lost Boys can throw that in. I want that so bad.
You need to buy that. It's going to sell out.
So there's the 1978 cast.
Is that Robert Englund? Can...
No.
Does that look like it?
Is that an old white guy?
there's Michael in the shirt. Lance from... It's kind of going fast here. I'll kind of catch you guys up in a second here. But Be the Victor, Not the Victim. That's the guy that was at San Diego Comic-Con in Hall H and made such a big impression on Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah, he's going to be on The View in a couple weeks.
Right. That's the cinematographer from Halloween, the original right there. That is Halloween 2's Michael Myers right there.
Sam Hyde. Oh,
nice. That's the little boy from the original Halloween.
Who hasn't aged at all. That's, and there's Tommy.
That's Tommy. He's a mess. Nick Castle again. This is kind of cool. And then that guy is in Halloween 2 and Jaws 2.
Oh.
And look, Nick Castle is recreating a picture, which we're going to show in just a second. Oh, PJ Souls, totally. Whew, I didn't realize those pictures were going so fast there.
And it only cost me $80.
Oh my gosh, so we don't have tons of time, but maybe we'll go over just a minute here. But this weekend, what did you think of the weekend, Cheeseman?
It's a lot of fun. We always talk about how the smaller conventions can be a lot more fun. And this one was so specific to something cool that it was just like amazing. Like, we didn't really have to worry about getting into panels, although we were worried a couple times that we weren't, but everybody got in, nobody kind of got pushed out. Like, it was, there was only like one room to really go into panels in.
Definitely one
on the floor.
It wasn't like a big panel type convention.
But I kind of, I like that because it really gave you time to see the floor. You could kind of see everything, and then you didn't have to like choose between things, and they just kind of had the panels, and it was just, it was really cool. And you could like pay for autographs or signings or different things. But sometimes if you'd see somebody just like walking around, you could get a picture with them and everything. Cool. Yeah, we kind of weaseled a few. I paid $80 cash like that, for two of them. So I feel like I deserved a couple free ones.
Can we go ahead and just, and the pictures, we have about seven pictures. We'll go through them very quickly here at the end. There is Luke with the, do you remember the guy's name?
You wrote it on here.
It's a little kid from Halloween. His name.
Yeah, he looks like he's in college age right there.
Okay, he looks so young. Crazy. He's like almost,
probably like 50.
He's 50 years old, just about. Yeah,
he's crazy. He looks like he's like 30 years old or something. That's crazy.
Definitely.
Anyways,
he could probably play Michael Myers now. Yeah.
That's a kid. That's some guy who's just like, I was the kid in Halloween, and he shows up to conventions.
All right, and the next one. That is his last name's Warlock. What's his name? I have them all right here. Anyways, he played Michael Myers in the Halloween 2.
He kept calling himself the midget or the short Michael because Michael got a lot bigger after this one.
Yep, I am so bad at this right now. All right, next one. Sorry. All right, there's Tommy, the actor who played Tommy. He kind of wandered onto the stage, stood up and decided to give a soliloquy, and everybody had to make him sit down.
Oh. He wanted to do a monologue. He's like, to prove I could still act, I'm going to get up here and do a monologue. And then he started going, and then, like, young Michael's just like, too long, man, sit down. By the way, sit down. Like, they were, like, everybody was kind of getting irritated.
Down. Let's just say this guy was the kindest, most generous person.
But he was super nice. Like, who else needs a picture? Like, he was being, like, nice to everybody.
He was amazing, you can tell he's been enjoying a little bit. All right, it was Dick Warlock was the other one. Okay, this right here, Cheeseman, who was this?
Jeffrey Kramer.
He was in this picture and the next picture. He's in both Halloween 2, Jaws, and Jaws.
Jaws. He's going to need a bigger whistle.
Yes. We're trying to get him on the show. All right, what's the next shot? This is Nick Castle, and this is Cheeseman recreating the famous picture.
We walked like a mile to get can of Dr. Pepper, and I'm like, there's no way we're going to get back in time, but then he somehow did, and it's like, get in there, we're going
to... Nick Castle played the original Michael Myers, and he is also returning to do some consulting and something on the film coming out this week. All right, next photo. Oh, and finally...
Yeah, did you get her
now? PJ Souls. Oh, totally. God.
And you thought she wouldn't take a picture with
her. Oh, she was amazing. She was so awesome.
No, like, I had the mask on, and then she's like, no, let's see her face. Like, do a picture with your face. So then, like, I, like, did one with the mask on, and then one where I pulled it off, and she was super friendly, super sweet.
Oh, that's nice.
Sweetheart.
Totally. She was great. And her hair, like, is almost the same haircut she had back in 78. She was in Carrie. She was on The Facts of Life. She was in a whole lot of stuff back in the day, and she is just so nice.
And she was really bubbly on the panels, too.
Yeah, she went into detail telling about the lovemaking scene on set and for 5 minutes, and I, you could tell the other guy was a little bit like, okay, we can stop talking
about
this.
He's like, my wife's here, can you just...
And I think that's all the pictures we have, unless there's... I think it's it. Cool. Yeah. Listen, we are kind of coming to an end here, but there is one video I would love to share. We were there... did you know what this video is?
No, I just read the title of it and it makes me laugh.
All right, so there, some of the filmmakers were there at the event this weekend that created this video called Halloween at 60. If we can go ahead and roll that, it's hilarious.
We've had H2O, which was 20.
Yep.
Now it's 40. This is like will be in another 20 years.
So this is a parody of the actual Halloween 2018. The 2018 trailer.
Huh. I haven't seen this, actually.
There are an old folks home where Michael's at now. That's the guy, Luke.
Oh, my gosh.
Even the Michael Myers mask the little blue is balding.
Yep. Fuzz on the lens. For those who are just listening, we will link to this video on our website. It's a great parody. Michael at 60.
One time, she was actually murdered, but was somehow resurrected. Yeah, well, it was her brother for 39 years.
Well, it explains why he walks this slow.
Everyone decided it was just a rumor.
It was everyone decided it was just a rumor. Best line right there.
Is that supposed to be Jamie Lee?
Jamie Lee Curtis with her walker. Nice. Yes.
What the hell did you do that for?
So I could kill him.
Again, H2O sequel.
This is the sequel to H2O, yeah, James.
Yeah. Take my beer. Dad, look out!
Nice.
The Accessoride crashed. What Accessoride crashed? The one with all my friends headed to Atlantic City. Again. Excuse me, somebody's in here.
That's the bathroom scene.
Is I'm so dead, seriously. Though? I said somebody's in here.
Is your hearing like blind now? Stabbed in the eye by the hanger.
Okay. And then, of course, you know what's going to happen here.
The blue pills, probably.
It's the dentures. That's amazing. The
dentures over. Viagra.
I know, so this...
Oh, my gosh.
That will never get made.
I want to see this movie. Although, Michael
He's
out
got
with
a big bald spot.
My favorite part is still the mask has a bald... is balding.
The bald mask.
The mask has male pattern baldness.
Oh,
it's
amazing. You still popping pills?
Well, you remember I posted on my Instagram page a flowchart of the alternate universes of the Halloween franchise. Yeah.
People were talking about that this weekend because it's a. This is great. The scene where Michael in the closet from the new movie. Open it up. Oh.
He has a heart attack. This is the part where the murderer comes back for one last scare.
All right, this kind of just got released just this week because of the convention.
That's
we have to wrap up here.
It's pretty good.
We have just run out of time, guys. But listen,
damn it!
For those of you who are not able to go to the Halloween 40 Years of Terror convention this weekend, I'll be putting a complete rundown and recap on the website. There was so much,
and there was a proposal. You were going to show something, but
I didn't have time to show it tonight.
But there was a proposal. We'll probably put it on the
during
site.
The Halloween 2. Like we during the Halloween 2 panel, somebody proposed and she said yes.
Oh, it's amazing.
It was cool.
And Nick Castle crashed the 2018 panel.
Do we have time, you think?
We
got time if you want to share.
All right, let's show. All right, this is the last thing we'll show. This is during the Halloween 2 panel.
It's
so cool. So this is the Halloween 2 panel. Dick Warlock, who played Michael Myers in Halloween 2, said, call these people up. And she took the ring. She said yes. And we talked to these fine folks afterwards, and they are going to have a Halloween-themed wedding, believe it or not.
Oh, my gosh, that's so amazing.
I loved it. So that was a lot of fun. It was a good – and what I was saying about the weekend what was cool – look at this entire cast of Halloween 2. The whole cast of Halloween 2 was there, except for Jamie Lee Curtis. And Donald Pleasance, of course, God rest his soul. He was sorely missed.
A lot of people told good stories of working with him, that he was also, like, very humorous, that he could, like, be making you laugh, and then it's like, oh, we're ready to roll, and then, like...
And then he'd go into...
And then they're like, how do I get back into that mindset? Because Donald Pleasance was, like, cracking them up, like, 5 seconds before.
Yeah, and it's kind of interesting just from the actor's perspective, because I shot this series that was, like, a science fiction series called Atropa. Mm-hmm. I think I showed you guys some stuff from it. But we were on set, and the assistant director comes up to me, and he goes... Can I talk to you, or are you one of those actors? And I
was like, that's so funny.
And I was like, no, bro, you can talk to me. And that's one thing. And that's one thing that I've heard, like Gary Oldman and these guys. They're all like, I love talking to the crew on set. Yeah. I love hanging out with people. And then when you're ready to shoot the scene, unless it's something that I really need to be like emotionally prepared for, most of the time as an actor, you're used to being able to be like, okay, now I can jump into the scene and do this. You know, if you've been doing it long enough. And
if you're preparing for a burp scene, you know, you need to kind of. Prepare that.
Yeah.
You know.
One of the funniest things of the weekend was Tom Atkins. He was the star of Halloween 3 and of The Fog, two of John Carpenter's films. He's a little bit older now. And he, remember when he came up to the microphone and he was, they were doing a live podcast and they had to keep cutting it off because he's from a previous generation. And some of the stuff he was saying, they're like, you can't say stuff like that right now.
Well, we had a couple of skirts come on the set, and...
he said one thing. He called somebody a something, and he meant to call him something else. And he goes, is that not what that is? Oh, sorry. What's that word mean? We're like, you can't say that
out loud anymore.
But it was great. There was a lot of cool things. And as we finished, Luke, was there anything that kind of stood out to you from the weekend, besides you getting the picture of everybody?
Well, the director of the new Halloween was there. Which I forgot that he was coming. I was surprised to see David
Gordon Green.
Yeah,
he came and did a Halloween 2018 with some of the cast from the upcoming movie talking about it. It was interesting hearing how. Go ahead.
And well, not on topic with that. It was the Rod Zombie Michael Myers kid, the blonde kid. He raps. And he got
are
up.
Are you serious? Like the creepy little kid?
Yeah.
He raps. Now he's a creepy older kid. No, he's creepy.
He raps. No, you guys, he's so creepy. Seriously. Rob Zombie's versions of those movies, I mean, I love Rob Zombie, but like, they actually are the only horror films that really kind of like creep me
I out. Hate those two They're films. So
he did say something kind of creepy. He's like, and what kind of thing you can just kill somebody in real life? And you kill somebody in a movie. It's like he was talking about the coolness of getting to kill somebody and not have to go to jail for it in a movie or something. He's like,
you know, it feels the same way. You're like, okay, can we
talk about this? Yeah, and Luke sent me his some of his videos that the guy his rap videos. Mm-hmm. Oh, for crying out loud! That is the worst stuff I have ever
for crying
seen.
Out loud.
And I am so sorry. His name's Dig Furch. Dig, D-A-G.
But he's probably a cool kid.
Dig. I bet you he's young. It is time to wrap up, but I bet you he is kind of a cool kid. Listen, we're just making fun. We're having a lot of fun. If you
we'll
are
have
watching
him on sometime.
We would love to have you on. Listen, if you guys didn't get a chance to go to the convention this weekend, check out thescareguy.com. We'll be doing a complete wrap-up. Also, watch the show next week because Halloween, the brand new movie comes out, and we're going to be talking about it. Hopefully, Ben's going to be here because we want to talk about Wasteland, too.
Yeah, I plan on being here, so I'm going to tell you about Wasteland Weekend.
All right, where can we find you online, Ben?
Hey, you can find me at Ben Cleaver. That's BenKlieWer. That's all my social media. I'm going to be doing stand-up on November 4 at the Van Nuys Comedy Club.
Oh, nice.
If you come out to that, that's at 9 p.m., starting at 9 p.m. And two real quick points. Netflix is coming out with really good stuff. Haunting of Hill House, super creepy, really, really awesome, really enjoying that. And The Curious Creations of Christine McConnell.
Yes.
Super cool. It's only 6 episodes. They're like 25-minute episodes. You can watch them like in an afternoon.
Never heard of that, but I'm going to
awesome.
Check
it awesome. We should
out.
Check it out. She's it's like amazing. A DIY arts and crafts, but also with Jim Henson Muppets and a creepy storyline.
Oh,
so it's
nice.
Fun.
Hi-ho.
Yeah.
Where can we find you?
Oh, Colton Tran. That's Colton Tran. And you can, that's all social media platforms as well. So you there can you find my artwork as well as at Transylvinyl.
Buy nice. Something.
Yes.
Buy prints at least.
Cheeseman?
Just real quick, these are a couple things I got while I was there at the convention. This is Jeffrey Kramer signed the Jaws with him blowing the whistle.
So good.
Yep.
Nice print there. Got the picture that you already saw. And then Nick Castle here.
That's really cool.
You got to sign that as well. That's awesome. Got this nice Predator Deadpool, the original Arnold one at the convention. Only $8 actually there. Couple stickers from Monster Tees. I'm also wearing the shirt.
Monster Tees, we love you guys.
They're gonna be coming on here in a couple weeks, so definitely stay tuned. Check out their clothing too. I'm sure you'll love that.
Get some awesome, for sure.
Get some nice adult size t-shirts.
No, I refuse.
And where can we find you online?
And you can find me on Twitter at CheeseOnCouch and on thescareguy.com. Thank you for watching, and go check out the website.
Guys, thank you so much for watching. Like us, love us, share us around, and come back next week. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Bye.
From producers Maria Menounos, nice Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.